Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Radio you can touch.
That can only mean one thing.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
You seem to know all the players in this poorly acted farce. What do they call that one?
Bob Lutz.
I've known you your entire life. There's no one who knows less about football.
Jeff Lutz.
I think every bowl game from now on should be named after something you can put in a bowl. Like raisins. The Orange Bowl's fine. Sugar Bowl's okay. But no Tax Slayer Bowl. You can't put that in a bowl. You can envision a bowl of raisins.
You call yourself a man. I wait for you.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Bob and Jeff. Bob is out today. He'll be back tomorrow. I will not be here tomorrow. The youngster has orientation at Kansas State University.
Oh, Mazel tov.
Oh, what a world. What a rush. We'll go to the IHOP hotline right now and talk to the executive director of Wichita's Cowtown Museum. That is James Quint. James, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are doing well. So we want to talk first about you. We're going to get into Cowtown itself and, of course, the event that's happening around July 4th at the museum. But you came from New York. I think you just started this job in March, just a few months ago at Cowtown. What have been your initial impressions of our fine city and what brought you to Wichita?
I actually grew up in the Midwest. I grew up in Missouri, so don't hold that against me.
No offense.
But I spent the last about 15, 16 years in on the East Coast, and you know, just always wanted to get back to the Midwest. My wife's family's in the Kansas City area, and we wanted to kind of get back into a sizable community that has the things that we as a family like, and this became available. I have a real passion for Cowtown and other historic sites like that, and so with my experience, it just kind of all lined up.
This is Mike Furgess here. I'm a big movie buff, and I know that Cowtown has been used to make so many movies in the past, and it's a great location for that. Are there any plans in the future or things that we need to be aware of that might put Wichita back again on the national scene regarding Western film?
Yeah, one of the things that we're doing right now is revising our movie and filming policies to make it easier for groups to film at Cowtown. And then I know at the state level, the state's been trying to incentivize, and I know they're continuing to have conversations about that. But we want to make sure that Cowtown is such a unique place. It has so many historic buildings, and the setting is just so beautiful and perfect for filming Western settings. And so we just want to make sure that we're ready when those filmmakers come to Wichita.
This is David. I run a very popular and incredible podcast called the Wichita Podcast. I'm going to have to reach out to you to get you to come on that at some point and tell us the history about Cowtown. But while I have you here, we did an episode, Is Wichita Haunted? And there was a lot of chatter about Cowtown being haunted. Have you experienced any of the hauntings yet?
I have not. However, I know that lots of people have. You know, I always try not to stay here just too terribly late, so I don't run into those encounters. But this spring, we had a school group where I think some kids walked out ghost white out of one of our buildings saying that they saw something. You know, it's hard to tell when those things might appear.
Wow. Yeah, no doubt. James Quinn, our guest, he's the executive director of Cowtown. So what you've been here a few months, like we said. So what do you see as the future of this museum? Were you brought in, do you feel like, to kind of maintain what was going on? Do you have grand ideas for what it could become? Because obviously this is a staple of Wichita, but I'm sure in many ways you're always looking to improve and see how you can get better and expand. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, one of the things I absolutely love about Cowtown is all of the opportunities that are here. It has a wonderful foundation of what the past staff and directors have done, and I think we're in a good position to really kind of grow to the next level. When I look at Cowtown, I see, I really envision how it fits into our national story, the national narrative of how we talk about American history. And, you know, places like Colonial Williamsburg and Deerfield Village in Michigan are locations that are really destinations to learn about certain time periods. And Cowtown can be a real destination for people all over the country to kind of learn about westward expansion and the settlement of the plains and the cattle drives and the growth of the railroads. There are so many opportunities here, and I'm loving the fact that I get to play an important part of that.
Well, Mike Furchess here again. One of the things I've always loved about Cowtown is the special events that go on. And we've got one coming up, the 4th of July, which is really a lot of fun. But then there's always that Christmas time at Cowtown as well. What have you heard regarding that? I don't know if you've been on since the last Christmas program or not, but that's always a good time to visit.
Yeah, I think I have not been here for any of the Christmas programs. As you guys mentioned, I started in March. I think, you know, what's really important about the holidays is exploring how people celebrated the holidays in the past and how that either carries to how we do it today or what's different about it. And so whether you're talking about 4th of July with their upcoming program on Saturday the 6th, or if you're talking about Victorian Christmas, you know, what are the similarities and how is it different from the way they did it 100 years ago?
James Quinn, our guest, he's the executive director at Cowtown. So let's talk about this 4th of July celebration. I believe it's happening on July 6th. Is that correct?
That is correct. It is July 6th from 10 to 5.
So what was going on? It's basically 1870s theme. That's kind of around when the centennial was. First mm-hmm. of all, what was going on in and around this part of the country that you know of 130 years ago or so, and what will Cowtown be offering on that day?
Yeah, so it Wichita really is embodying the state of the country in 1870. It's just a few years after the end of the Civil War, so patriotism is very high in many parts of the country. Reconstruction is going on in the South, but really the United States has returned to westward expansion, and Wichita is that perfect location for it. The large cattle drives that are coming in, the cowboys that are coming into Wichita, and that's balanced by their rowdiness is kind of balanced by people who are trying to make a community out of Wichita. And so one of the things that we know is there's a strong temperance movement in Wichita. So this Saturday, or Saturday of July 6th, one of the things we're going to do is we'll have a temperance march that marches on our saloon. And so you'll see how cowboys and saloon girls push back against the temperance movement and kind of those competing interests. We'll also have a couple of gunfights with blanks out at the museum this that weekend. There'll be dancing troops. There'll be melodramas. There's just a lot of activity that's going to be going on.
So I'm glad I'm not doing the show with my dad today because he would have killed me for that bad math. The 1870s, 150 years ago, not 130, as previously mentioned. Mike
One of the things about Kansas, Oklahoma, with the Cowboys and the settlements here, there were a lot of involvement among African Americans or Black Americans at that time. What is Cowtown doing to kind of represent that part of our own unique history? And that we welcome slaves and individuals, and then you have the Buffalo Cowboys and that type of thing, Buffalo Soldiers, I should say.
Yeah, so what we tried to do at Cowtown is certainly provide an accurate representation of who our community was at that time. And we know that a huge percentage of Cowboys were Black, a huge percentage of Cowboys were Latino descent. And so we want people to learn more about that. And so one of the things that we're going to be doing on July 6th is there is a curator at a nearby museum. His name is Keith, and he's coming in to talk about how other nearby communities celebrated the 4th of July. And one of them was to have a kind of a Spanish bullfight. And so we'll be talking about some of those communities at our event on July 6th. But beyond that, I think one of the reasons why I was also brought in as director of Cowtown is I have, at my other previous museums, I've done a lot of work to try to bring out the stories of underrepresented or lesser known stories in the history. And in fact, I was just meeting with some of our board members and a city councilman the other day to kind of talk about how can we grow our interpretation of these groups. And so next year around this time, we're going to be doing a pretty big program centered around Juneteenth and kind of the announcement, because we're not that far away from Texas. And, you know, so Juneteenth and forming the enslaved individuals in Texas, that slavery has come to an end, and kind of the memory of that and how that connects back to Kansas and Wichita as well.
Well, we're a little bit late, but welcome to Wichita. Welcome back to the Midwest. We appreciate your time today, and good luck. I guess it would be next weekend, July 6th, July 4th weekend, with your event. We appreciate you coming on to talk about it.
Well, thanks, guys, for having me on. I'm happy to do that anytime.
Thanks a lot. All right, we got a little Cowtown talk in.
Yeehaw.
You've never done an episode of, and I'm going to criticize you here. Are you ready? Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
You only have one question.
You only got to me once. You had to pub the thing.
I
had a second question.
I went to you, said no.
I said yes again because
I
thought
I didn't know
one.
What the eating motion
I was going to ask him what his favorite restaurant is. Isn't that what dude always asks?
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah, I was going to fill
but
in.
But again, if you were to have him on your podcast and it was about Cowtown, you'd need more than one question.
Yeah, but it's different. That's the history of Cowtown. I'm not going to ask him what year it was built and why it was built and all that.
Here's another tip. Am I allowed to give you?
No.
I'm not?
Okay. Bring it on.
If you can Google it, don't talk about it.
That's a terrible tip. There'd be no podcasts.
If you're going to ask a guy when it was built?
It's part of the podcast, the history
of
Wichita.
Don't ask him. You tell me when it was built, and then we elaborate. We want to go deep with the guest.
That's what this show might be, but that's not what my podcast is.
Well, I'm telling you.
What are you telling me?
Go deep.
This is why I cut you out of the one episode you were on.
I know.
Because you were too deep.
That's a good thing I'm sitting between the two of you right now. That's all I got.
He's holding me back.
I feel like as wonderful friends, you're allowed to give unsolicited, perhaps bad advice.
I think that's fine. I think for the radio show, that's fair, but not for the podcast.
What is the goal of your podcast?
To tell the history of Wichita.
How?
Through verbs and nouns.
Okay, but how do you get the information? How do you deliver the information?
Well, it depends on the podcast. If I'm delivering the information, then I'll start from the beginning and work my way through. If it's a guest, I let them do that.
The less you
You've
speak.
Never listened.
I've listened.
The less you speak and the more the guests speak, the better the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless it's Jeff.
That's why I just cut him out.
Then we're just tuning in.
Well, he didn't want me on the podcast anyway. I understand that. It was early on in our friendship. I was kind of just walking around. He said, come in. Didn't really mean it. I understand all that. It's water under the bridge. Hurt my feelings deeply at the time, but I'm over it.
Okay.
And I love the part where you said something about you giving unsolicited bad advice.
It might be bad, but it might be good. It's all any advice is something to think about. It's either I'm not going to do that, or hey, you might be onto something there. I usually go toward when I'm given advice or something along those lines. The only reason that person would be telling me that is there might be something to it, right? There's no reason for anybody to go out of their way unless there's something to it. And if I decide later to dismiss someone's advice, then so be it. But usually I've found that people are generally well-intentioned and often right, as it turns out.
If you lived by your advice of if you can Google it, don't talk about it,
I don't mean that.
90% of content out there would not exist.
But I mean, if I can type it into a Google search and immediately get the answer.
But no one's going to do that. They're going to listen to my episode of the podcast to learn. It was started then.
Why would they care about Cowtown if they didn't already kind of know about it? Why would they listen? What makes your podcast, this isn't a leading question. I'm curious. What makes your podcast, what separates it? What sets it apart from other podcasts to where I want to listen to that podcast over another podcast that might be about Wichita or about museums or as a group of guys talking about stuff? What separates you?
And first of all, we're talking about the Wichita podcast. You can find it anywhere you stream your podcast.
Right.
Just want to throw that Wichita podcast name out there.
And everyone should listen to it.
Thank you. We pride ourselves on, doesn't matter if you've lived in Wichita your entire life, you've visited, you know everything you think you know about Wichita. Our goal is every episode you're going to walk away from the episode learning something you didn't know.
Like the first electric guitar performance.
Exactly. You know how many firsts
did that happen in Wichita?
Absolutely. It did.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
First, you know, ever. First things happened in Wichita. It's unbelievable. Go listen to our episodes.
It is unbelievable. My daughter, very much into fashion, right?
A fashionista, if you will.
Yeah. And so she's on TikTok, which, you know, it's not my business anymore. She's 18. She can be on TikTok. It's whatever. But she puts up her outfits, and she keeps putting up, posting my outfit every day until I go viral. And I gave
your
her
outfit?
No, my outfit. That's what her thing says.
Oh, posting I thought it was your outfit.
No, I'm not going to go viral in my outfit. So I completely understand.
You're the model for League 42 today.
What do you mean?
You're a League 42 model.
Oh, it's
Well, I just saw League.
League champs.
Yeah.
Has she gone viral yet?
No. And I told her you have to offer something different, something that people can't get anywhere else. You have to be unique.
That's a better unsolicited advice.
Yeah, that's my advice, though.
It's better.
That would be my advice to everyone pursuing a goal or whatever.
Isn't
How
that
are
the
you
key?
Different?
I mean, the key to find something that you enjoy, that you're different at, that you're unique, I think that contributes to the concept that we are all uniquely. Everyone in this room right here, we have similarities, but we're so uniquely different, it's unbelievable.
Of course.
To find that niche. Because we're not the only ones.
This show is different because we have a father and son who generally get along but argue all the time and have strong opinions and don't necessarily always talk sports and go off the beaten path and talk about life. And that's how we're different. Does that mean we're popular or that we're loved? No, it just means that we're different. So we found a lane. We found an avenue.
And for a ratings purpose, really smart because people tune in to hear that.
I mean, I hope.
Yeah, they do.
I can't say that. I don't know.
I've had people say, what are they like? It's like, I listen all the time and I can't figure the rest of that.
We can't either, but it must
work
somehow.
It blurs the line. Did you ever wish him a happy Father's Day?
I wished him a happy, I bought his meal. I took him out to breakfast.
$51.
I said happy Father's Day to his face. It was $81.
$81.
Where'd you take it?
Cracker Barrel. We had five people. Cheap breakfast.
Love a good Cracker Barrel run.
But Cracker Barrel was good.
That
good
breakfast run. Meal that they got is...
It's a good spot.
Cracker Barrel's doing good things.
Plus they sell cheer wine and Dr. Neff bottled out of East Tennessee and Southern North Carolina.
I've been reading that the new CEO of Cracker Barrel says we've become irrelevant. And
well,
then
they're
I
not
went
unique
on Father's
anymore.
Day and there were 23,000 people there.
Yeah.
But it's never going to be irrelevant in the Midwest, right?
Well, I think it depends. The Cracker Barrel that some of us grew up with no longer exists. And in some ways, that's kind of a sad thing.
Did you grow up? I didn't know it, honestly.
Well,
calling you old, but I did not know it had been around.
Started in Tennessee, down near Nashville, a town called Lebanon, and I lived outside of Nashville.
Well, once things become commercialized, right, they're not going to be.
I think it's beyond that. I mean, it's.
What was Cracker Barrel like in its infancy?
Hey, when they quit serving molasses with the biscuits, they lost me. I'm just kidding.
Did they?
Yes, they don't serve molasses anymore.
That's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate because on a biscuit or a piece of cornbread, it made a great dessert. I'm not critical, and I have enjoyed my adult beverage at Cracker Barrel. But for a large section of community that went there after church, for them to start selling alcohol was something beyond what they could imagine taking place at Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. Yeah.
So things of that nature. Did it help them? Did it hurt them? Didn't bother me because I can enjoy a good beer and be done with the good beer to go with my beans and greens.
For those of you listening at home or watching the David webcast, did any of you have that we would talk this much about Cracker Barrel today on your bingo card?
It's fascinating.
It certainly was not on our
list.
It's
fascinating to me how much effort it probably takes to uphold a standard for that long.
Absolutely. It's like that spread out?
At businesses, I can't think of the one recently that went out of business, and you can like just see it going downhill, and this is not going to last very long. There was this frozen yogurt place, Orange something, not Orange Julius, but something Orange.
Leaf?
Orange Leaf, yeah. And you could just see the quality down, 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 and then it was out of business.
Yeah.
It's so, and this is a conglomerate of nationwide restaurants. I can't imagine how hard it is to maintain something like that.
Well, and then just the staffing and everything that goes with it. What they have to do is, making a podcast is hard. Try running a restaurant.
Oh.
It would be impossible nowadays.
Yeah.
What a conversation.
Although I would love to start one, but not really.
All right. We're going to start an NBC team, though, right?
Tell me, say more. Say more.
We're going to take a break right now. You guys ready to play a game?
I could play a game.
You're going to be bad at it.
Naturally.
I'm always bad at these games.
Mike Furchess will probably be better at it than you. But the good thing about it is, it doesn't really matter. You can still win.
Fantastic.
Great.
Stay with us. We're going to play a game when we come back. It's Bob and Jeff on KFH.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
KFH.
It is.
Oh, excuse me.
Time to play the game!
Time to play the game. This, of course, is an old standby. How old are they?
Oh.
Mike's going to guess first.
I have a chance.
You're going to say higher or lower. That's all you need. Then you're going to guess, and Mike's going to say higher or lower.
I love it.
Pretty simple stuff. The person that inspired the game today, I'll ask you, Mike, first, and that is John Lithgow. Ooh. How old is John Lithgow? And if you get it right, of course, you get
there's two mics
three
here.
Points.
You got to make a designation. I'm assuming
that's Dave.
Dave.
Olive Dave, we call him.
Big Olive Dave.
What's that, David Michael?
I call you just Olive
or Dave,
Dave
Michael.
David Michael.
How old is John Lithgow?
John Lithgow, I say John Lithgow is 74 years of age.
Higher or lower?
He said 74?
Yeah.
I'm going to go higher.
That's correct. David Michael Hahn. X gets the square.
What's the age?
78.
Nice.
Your person, and I got to continue to Google all these people.
Thank goodness you didn't have all the tabs up already.
I didn't write these down. Your person, David Michael Hahn, Michelle Pfeiffer. How old is Michelle Pfeiffer?
62.
Higher.
That's correct.
How old is she?
66.
Closer than I thought. Closer than I thought.
You've both been off by four. You were talking, I believe, earlier about Public Enemy.
Yeah.
That old school rap. Yeah. How old is Chuck D?
Oh, my goodness. 60.
David Michael Hahn.
I'm going to guess higher.
That's correct.
That's
It's 63 years
wow,
old.
Hey, you guys are pulling
you guys
in.
Are both, this is a... You guys are both extremely close.
Yeah.
I think we're doing pretty
incredibly
good.
Incredibly far.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
We're all right.
I don't know if you know who this person is.
I was going to say, I'm just praying that I know who you're going to say.
I doubt you know who this person is.
I'll give a guess anyway.
Dennis Haysbert.
He's probably 71.
Mike, higher or lower?
Lower, because I have no idea who this is.
Do you know Dennis Haysbert?
Not a clue. Was that I get it right, though?
He's 70.
Oh, what up? You didn't guess. Lower?
You didn't guess, so I'm giving that point to
yes,
David Michael.
Yes, I am on the lead.
Wait a second. I said lower, didn't I?
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know this person. That's
I
all
don't
I
know
heard.
This person. I said
you don't know Pedro Serrano?
No, but
you
I
don't
guess
know
lower.
The Allstate guy in the commercials? You don't know the president
the guy,
in 24?
Was he in Prison Break?
He was the president in 24.
But he was in Prison Break.
No, he wasn't.
Well, I love Prison Break. That's a great show.
It's Jeff,
the same guy I'm thinking of. He was in
the
Prison
only
Break.
Person in the first season of 24 anybody cared about was Alicia Cuthbert.
Yeah.
Well, she was hot.
Can we get her age?
Yeah,
I got it right. I said lower. I don't know
give him the point.
Is.
I think he did.
Okay.
Give him the point.
I'm competitive as you are, Jeffrey.
I'm the least
as
competitive.
You should be. Well, be competitive.
I mean, I'm going to win this game.
Person, I don't like that one, so I'm going to go Elisha Cuthbert for you. David Michael Hahn.
Me, I just went.
I mean, Michael Furches. I was looking at him, but I said your
you
name.
You did look at him. I was just like, all right.
I'm so confused.
It's a good day when we confuse you.
It is.
Tell me again the name.
Elisha Cuthbert.
I'm guessing fairly young, 42.
I'm going to take the odds of older.
She's younger. She's 41.
Dang.
That's pretty daggone.
We've both been one off the last two.
On people you didn't even know.
We need to create our own television show or something on this one.
Yeah. Give me somebody I might know.
David Michael Hahn. Michael Douglas.
Ooh, I do know who that is. Oh, God. 80?
Higher.
David Michael Hahn gets the point. He's 79. You guys are incredibly good at this. It makes absolutely no sense.
You said we'd be bad at this. You said I'd be bad at this.
I did think that because your pop culture knowledge compared to mine.
I know this.
We're doing pretty good.
You know, I didn't know that you'd know him well enough to guess a ballpark age. Because you don't go back to like the 80s with him and, oh, he was doing this in 84 and he was doing this in 77.
We don't go to Sonic and have a milkshake together either, but what does that matter?
Right.
Exactly. It matters because of context and a frame of reference.
Well, if it's after 8 o'clock, I hope you're happy. We will go get a milkshake
What's
together because
right
we're half price.
I'm going out of town. 3-3.
Well, that can't be right.
It's what I got.
It can't be right.
Your person, Mike Furches, is...
I just went.
I just got...
Okay, what is it?
Your score's off.
No, it's not. We've done six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, and so far we've done right every one except for the last one. We said that we've done the right, higher or lower every single time, and then I just got one right, so I should have four.
No, you shouldn't.
I don't know.
Have three.
I don't think that's right.
Okay.
Chad Michael Murray.
Ooh, Chad Michael Murray. I know who that is well enough to get this right.
That's you, Mike.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Let's go 42.
Ding, 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 ding.
Dang.
3 points.
I would have guessed older, but I guess...
You don't get a guess.
I don't get a guess.
When he gets it exactly right.
We are really good at this game.
Let's go to the lottery.
Yeah, right. Yeah, seriously.
Are you reading my page?
We're taking off.
Are you reading my page?
Reading it in your glassy.
I can't read your page.
Your glassy, beautiful eyes.
Just because it's reflected in the mirror there. Don't mean I can see it.
And it's right there. I forgot that it was right there. You're cheating, are you?
No, I'm not.
Be honest.
I am not.
This game is under protest.
I will fight.
I somehow do not have a lot of points.
I will fight tooth and nail to win, but I will not cheat doing it.
You better fight harder.
This game's under protest.
Tell me, how old, David Michael Hunt, is Lily Tomlin?
Oh, that's a good one.
I do know who that is, but I don't have no idea. 48.
Oh, my. She's much higher than that.
Is she? Maybe I don't know who that is.
You had it right. 84. You just transposed it.
Maybe I don't know who that is. Not who I thought it was.
I don't think you know who that is.
Yeah, that's not who I thought.
Just because her name is Lily does not make her sort of young. I hate to say it.
Do I get a half a point for the transposition?
You should, right?
I should. I'm not going to win on this pace.
Mike Furches, how old is actor Ed Harris?
Ed Harris, I would guesstimate to be 82.
That's a good guess. It's not right, but it's a good guess. I'm going to guess younger.
Yeah, that's younger.
How much younger?
He's 73.
Wow.
We've been off on that one more than anybody.
Yeah, that was...
other than my 84 to 48, yeah. Yes.
You know that? On the new series that he's in, he looks 84.
Now that I put my screen down, you were way off. That's a bad look, Mike.
Yeah. Can he lose his points then?
I didn't cheat much.
Protest.
your person, David Michael Hunt, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Three names to three
That
names.
Is one person that I know probably the most work from. I don't know how old she is. I'm going to guess 58.
Higher.
Correct.
I'm saying 62.
She's 63.
It's kind of like a Price is Right almost. Like I should have... I didn't know if she really was 58.
I want to buy a vowel, please. I haven't been watching Price is Right.
Ever since our boy Pat Sajak left, you haven't been watching Wheel.
For you, Mike, we're going to stay in the Seinfeld family with Michael Richards.
Michael Richards, 66.
Older.
Yes, he is. He's 74 years old.
I was going to guess 74.
David Michael Hunt suddenly struggling.
Got it right.
I mean, Michael Furches.
Yeah.
I don't know your guys' names anymore.
No wonder the score's messed up.
He doesn't know who he's marking.
I don't. It's 8-6, though, somebody.
That doesn't sound right.
I don't know. Somebody's winning.
You're up 8-6, I think.
Whose turn is it?
You know, it's my turn. Scorekeeping, man. Jeff, you cannot accuse Bob of cooking the books.
How many more do we got of these?
I don't know. How many more do you want?
Until I win.
We'll be here for a week and a half.
Five left. All right, here we go.
Good. Okay, I got a chance.
The next person is Ice-T.
Sixty-five.
That's a good guess.
Thank you.
I'm going to go just a tad lower.
He's just a tad higher.
Yes.
66.
We are so good at this.
He cheated.
And now I'm not cheating.
I'm so good at this.
I'm just thinking.
How
I'm just
is
thinking,
Ice-T 66 that's years
what
old?
That's what I'm thinking.
That is insane.
I mean, he's been around for a really long time.
Mike, you're up. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver.
Let's go 67.
Younger.
Yes, younger. 8-8.
Well, how old is he?
62.
I've closed the gap, baby.
We have tied the game. And we go to Michael.
David Michael.
Michael Hahn, whoever, whatever your name is. Dan Patrick.
I have no idea.
Do you know who Dan Patrick is?
I know the name, but I can't. I'm blanking on who it is.
You're going to have to guess.
A little context?
Nope.
60. Mike doesn't know.
Higher.
Yes, higher. He's 67. He's a former SportsCenter host.
Yeah.
Now he has a radio show.
That's right. I still would not have been
the
able to
Dan
guess.
Dan Patrick show.
Yeah, that's how I know the name.
Back
I would never
to
guess.
Mike. Sean Penn.
Sean Penn, I'm going to go 68.
Older.
Younger.
Oof.
That's your ball game. 10-8, you can't win, but I'll give you
turn
one
out
more.
The line.
What do you mean I can't win? I get it right. On the dot.
You can get it right. That's correct.
This is my chance. It's going to be.
I got one.
Please beat David Michael Hahn.
Did I get 3 points for my one right?
You did.
Your person is Steffi Graf.
Who's that?
Really?
I don't know who that
See?
Is.
Mary Tondre Agassi.
Who's that?
69.
Good Lord.
She's younger.
You're as juvenile as Max. He's 55 years old. And Mike wins 11-8.
Yeah, that was the first time, thought, though.
Even yeah, yeah, I think that's a great game.
Considering he cheated for 7 or 8 rounds.
I would have won if he hadn't cheated. You know, I didn't cheat because of the amount of gaps on my ones that were pretty bad.
Just like I can see that far.
That's right there.
He's got glasses on.
I can't
on.
See that.
You can't?
Those are x-ray glasses.
That. I can't see how old they are, though.
Okay. I believe you. You win. I want to tell you guys about IHOP because when we went to the IHOP hotline earlier and talked to James Quint from Cowtown, that was brought to you by IHOP. Now, I have a question for you. You need to think about this. I don't really know your answer yet, David Michael Hum, but we did discuss it, and I think I know your answer.
I'm just happy to be here.
Is brought to you by IHOP. That was the IHOP hotline. Stop in and try the 2x2x2 deal. 2x2 gets you 2 eggs your way, 2 bacon strips, or 2 pork sausage links, and 2 buttermilk pancakes.
Mm.
Now,
or here's a bit
when you hear 2x2x2, what number comes to mind?
I think 4x4. I don't know.
No, it's like, are you adding them or multiplying them? Is it 2x2, 6?
I'm
2x2x2, 6, or 2x2x2, 8?
I'm not going to 8. I'm going to the multiplication.
Yeah, that's what I believe. David,
that's what
Michael
I texted you about. You never responded.
Yeah, you said you agree.
I did agree. I mean, I agreed with your way of thinking.
But I wasn't sure if that was the 8 or the 6 because I brought up both.
Now you're talking new math and we're going to all get in trouble.
Well,
2x2x2 grid, that's like 6, right?
Probably. It must be.
Is it?
Math. I was a mathlete. I went to the math competition at Penn State every year.
I don't even know how to draw that grid.
That's a terrible grid.
It's not a grid. It's 3 lines with 1 line through them. Now it's 5.
Well, everyone, thanks for listening to the show today. It was we're just going to stop early because
no, we're not. This is the material. Why is the NBA draft going on at 3 p.m?
Because no one cares about the NBA.
But why'd they make it two days? Right? Like, wasn't it so people would watch? Who cares?
They make just it 2 days. Godfrey.
Did they make it 2 days so these losers, I mean these second round picks, didn't have to like show up to the real draft or what's going on?
And as I'm sitting here with this bobblehead in front of me, exactly what pick was Fred VanVleet?
Mm. He wasn't drafted.
There you go.
Who did the Pacers select?
I told you who.
Was it really Juan Nunez? I think he just
Juan
made that
something.
Up.
Look it up. I bet it was Nunez from Spain.
I'm looking for it.
Pacers fan.
Yeah.
I've
heard that. I mean, it was a new thing this year, if I'm not mistaken.
It's relatively new, yeah. I mean, good for him. If he didn't have a team already, he can claim a team, I guess.
Do you like the Fever?
He does like the Fever.
I don't care about the Fever. I know that they got Caitlin Clark, but I only have limited capacity. Quit looking at your watch. We'll be out of here soon.
I got the alert that I haven't walked this hour. That's all.
Well, you need to walk.
I do, but
it
I'm
is,
here.
It is Juan Nunez. That's the guy's name.
You sure it wasn't the latest NBA pick that was?
It was not. That goes on my phone, not my watch. Yeah.
This person says, steal of the draft, the Pacers may have found the missing piece can contribute from day one.
Wow, a day one contributor.
I don't believe that person in the slightest. But you never know. You just never know. Mike, what do you have going on this weekend? Because I'll be gone. I won't be able to talk to you. I can talk to you, but I just won't.
I don't really have anything planned for this weekend. Do you know what I really like to do on Saturdays?
Talk to me.
I like to get up early on Saturday mornings and go to garage sales.
That's great.
That's my life.
That's great.
And then try not to buy anything, but I don't succeed.
That sounds like my wife.
The Pacers originally selected Johnny Furphy out of the University of Kansas and then traded him to the Spurs.
That's what my late wife used to call me, Furphy.
Really?
No.
Why not? It'd be funny. What about you, David Michael Hahn? Weekend plans? Summer plans?
Well, summer plans are different than my weekend. I got a haircut tomorrow. As you can tell, I'm getting a little bushy. Not quite your level, Mike, but...
Hey, I was almost shaved here a while back.
Yeah, my wife doesn't prefer getting as deep as it's been going. My only real big summer plans, I'm going to Tahoe in a little while. Taking the whole fam, our first time traveling as a family on a plane. And first time any of them have been on a plane.
Are you going to be going through Fresno?
The Nevada side or the Cal side?
Just Reno. Well, we'll be on the border.
Okay.
We're going to a wedding, and we're staying on the California side, but the wedding, I believe, is on the Nevada side.
There's a bar in Nevada in Virginia City. It's a short drive. Do it.
Okay. What's it called?
Well, Virginia City's everything there, but there's a, it's an, it begins with a G. It's the oldest bar in Nevada.
Okay, I'll look it up.
And it's amazing. It's just it's an old west bar in the middle of nowhere.
I love that.
And then Virginia City, it's an amazing place for people that have never thought about going there.
Yeah.
So, I have breaking news before we go off the air.
I'm sure it isn't.
Johnny Furphy is a Pacer.
All right.
They traded with the Spurs to get Furphy. Nunez goes to San Antonio.
So that guy that said he's a day one contributor is...
No, I think he meant Furphy.
Oh. That guy looks like he's three.
He does. I wasn't buying him. Furphy, a 6'9 sharpshooter, former Australian rules footballer.
There you go.
I thought it was rugby.
I would like to see him go up against LeBron.
And now we got him. What a steal.
What a steal.
Yeah, that's the pick of the draft.
Thunder took the Nikola
Topich Thunder.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
I love that. Yeah. Topich Thunder. They're probably going to trade him.
Is that what they're calling him?
He's literally Alex Caruso. He's the exact same size.
Well, he's more of a ball handler than Alex Caruso.
That might be true. But yeah, we're going to Tahoe. First time the kids will fly, any of them. So that pray for us. For those that don't know, I have 3 under 4. So it'll be fun. It'll be a good time.
There you have it. I think that's our show. Mike, any final words?
Words. The word for the day is popcorn. There you go. That's the word.
I had popcorn.
There you go.
I like popcorn.
Leftover popcorn from yesterday's Wednesday popcorn day at Channel 12.
I was thinking of the
Channel 12 popcorn day is Wednesday.
I was thinking of the Poco song that did popcorn, but that's beside the point.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I'm out tomorrow, so you're probably not going to listen tomorrow, so have a good weekend. Bob will be here with somebody. And
I'll be here with him.
He'll have a good time. Maybe. See ya.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.